there's a town that just designated 1 hour for sex at lunch. Seems their childbirth rate is a bit low, and maybe morale too, so the mayor declared that lunch be turned over to the libidinous activity. Good exercise, he added, and, if sexual shenanigans needed any further endorsement, substituting that for lunch would bring the city's citizens' weights right down as well. Exercise and diet together probably cut down on heart attacks by half. Some wagon on the city council wondered, what about those who didn't want to have sex at lunch, or maybe didn't have anyone to have sex with? The mayor was undeterred, suggesting those lonely workers could take a walk instead, something easier to mandate than, say, setting up sex clubs for those sad, bereft souls wandering pitifully in the snowy parks while their peers were boffing under quilts in their warm beds. While this is just a small experiment in social engineering for one town in a northern latitude, it isn't hard to imagine it spreading like a herpes virus to other industrialized countries. Japanese tried stretching and exercise breaks, but the Swedes may have hit on something much, much better for morale in this cubicle-infested world most employees feel trapped in. Sure easy to imagine the Danes and the French jumping on the bandwagon. Probably a stretch for us tight-ass Americans, though, especially now that the unions are pretty much gutted. More likely employers in the U.S. would offer mandatory masturbation. That or keep the bag lunch is the better option.